hello, pinkies.
Hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you.
This is the Faye driver. It's not who you thought it was. I know I did a very good impression of Big Fatty there on the LFC. Are you guys listening to the Little Fatty Cast? I'm quite enjoying it. It's quite good. Good to have old Larry Vader back after so many years. As irreverent as he is. But anyway, we're talking about me today.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'm quite enjoying Big Fatty. It's quite good.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3351 of the BFO for Thursday, the 10th of December, 2020. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my day, which includes... Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, we hear it! We hear it! We hear it! Hello, porcupines! Yes, Big Betty, we've been waiting for them. It's true. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, your porcupines today, because y'all, it's prickly. It is just... No, Big Betty, it's nipply, not prickly. Big Fatty, you've got something vulgar running through your mind, so let's just move the show forward, yes?
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
I see y'all today. Today, the 10th of December. Y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I've met this person face-to-face out there in Lost Wages at a Pride 48 event. Yes, Big Freddy, he brought that Clona Willig prize. He did. And y'all, last time I saw him was this past weekend. This past weekend. On Saturday night, y'all, I forgot to tell you this during my recap of the weekend, y'all. Saturday night, that Gavin and Jim fired up the stick it with a poke again. There was a small group of us there, but y'all, our birthday boy was one of the ones there. Y'all, I'm talking about, y'all, just one of the nicest people you'll ever meet. Y'all, it is the one and only Kingsley. Big Fatty, we love Kingsley. It's true, we do. And y'all, I got a sweet little message from Kingsley on the 20, I think, just the other day. He says, OMG, Big Fatty, those Archway Bells and Stars cookeries that you are always talking about are delicious. And Kingsley, they are. Y'all, there's just enough sweetness. It would go great with some cocoa or an eggnog or just a cup of coffee. But y'all, if you see Kingsley on the 20 or the face, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old package of those good cookeries or some cake. Yeah, because y'all, our census today comes to us from Gary with two R's. Big Fatty. He lives in the only time zone that matters. He's a semi-lurker. He's been listening off and on for 9.5 days. Big Fatty. His favorite segment, of course, as expected, the closing music. What would you change on the BFO? He says, the Aunt Clara, stop with the uhs. Big Fatty, you can't do it. I can't. Have you never called the voice letter number, has been to a Pride 48 event, and has utilized a special chair. Last time he sharted himself, he says, last night in the hospital, it hit the floor like a bug hitting the windshield. Big Daddy, that brings new meaning to those Florida love bugs. Jingle, jangle, jingle, it's true. Jingle, 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 I am Kris Kringle. I'm a king of jingle-ding, or something like that. Y'all, after I talked to you, I said, Durwood had contacted me in the afternoon and says, can I interest you in supper? And I said, yes. And Durwood shows up and he comes in with this bag of food from the Outback, you know, the Outback. He invited Granny to come join us, and he got Granny a steak and a baked potato and a salad, and got himself some prime rib and vegetables and French onion soup, and he got me a prime rib with a baked potato and a chopped salad. With the blue cheese, and y'all, I had made those Brussels sprouts. Did I tell you I made Brussels sprouts Monday morning? Because y'all, I had the Brussels sprouts. I was just gonna eat them and toot it up before I headed to Hatlanta. By the way, as you're hearing this, I'm on my way to Hatlanta, except for Moose P. I'm not on my way to Hatlanta yet. So y'all, I pulled the Brussels sprouts out and heated them up and all, and we're waiting on, y'all, I don't know why I'm so burpy right now. Be ready, cause you're fat. While we're waiting on Granny to arrive, in comes young Nicholas. Young Nicholas, and y'all, we didn't expect him, but it was lovely, just lovely to see him. And he had said, oh, no, I had a big lunch. No, no, don't worry about feeding. No, 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 no. So, y'all, we made him a plate, and he had a baked potato, and he didn't have a baked potato. Yeah, he did. He had a baked potato and some prime rib and Brussels sprouts, and y'all, we all had a glass of wine, except for Granny. He had the iced beverage. He had a half and half tea that he brought on his own, and y'all, we just chitter-chatted a little bit, because we hadn't seen each other in a couple of weeks. Because there was no Friday at Fatty's last week, and there's not going to be one this week. And I don't know, they left here a little bit before 8 p.m. in the evening. And y'all, I, of course, was roasting my nuts. Big Fatty, that is still just... Oh, Big Fatty, your nuts are ready. And as you can tell, I'm still roasting my nuts, Big Fatty. While they were cooking, you know, my pecans, you know, it's a stick of butter in a cookie sheet with sides. You got to have sides on it. Stick of butter melted in about a pound. And pound and two-thirds, No, I'm going to say about a pound and a half or pound and a third. I don't know. About pound and a third of pecan halves, and you melt the butter and coat the pecans, and you put them in a 250-degree oven for an hour, turning every 15 minutes. And y'all, during those 15-minute turns, I watched the CBS Evening News with Miss Nora O'Donnell. And then I watched the sports ball, and y'all, I was getting sleepy, and but I wanted to stay up and see the weather. You know, the weather rat always says, don't go to bed just yet. So I stayed up and I watched the weather, and then I went to bed. Slept like a baby. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all woke up a little bit later on hump day. It was probably about 7:30 a.m. in the morning, and got up just before 8 o'clock. Had my coffee and read the paper. And y'all, I did two more fixings of nuts. So that ended up carrying me up to about 11 a.m. in the morning. Y'all, I just kind of piddled around doing little things here and there. I addressed some of the crema cards. Hadn't written them, but anyway. And let's see. Then I hopped in the chair. And then I was off. I was off to have lunch with Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, at the famous toastery. Y'all, I think we were the only ones in there when we left, other than the staff. Y'all, I had the club sandwich again. Y'all, it's a good club sandwich. And let's see, what else? And y'all, after that, I went to the Von's East. Yes, Big Penny. We hear it, y'all, as I do on hump day, went to the Von's East. Now, y'all, since I'm going to be out of town until Monday, I didn't get a whole lot, but y'all, they had the good Jimmy Dean sausage, $2 for $7, so I had two rolls of the mild, so I got another roll of the hot, you know, so I can make some more sausage balls, and I got a roll of the sage, so I can make my sausage dressing. Y'all, I got some cheese tortellini. They will buy one, get one free. Got some chicken broth. And I got some gumbo frozen vegetable mix. Y'all, like a little soup. Y'all, I needed some hydrogen peroxide. And y'all, believe it or not, so did Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. And they don't make small bottles of that. Y'all, it came like in a gallon jug or something like that. It wasn't quite that big, but anyway. Y'all, they had the good Cortisone cream on sale, so I picked up a tube. Y'all, I got a envelope of the croutons. Y'all, in honor of Kingsley, I picked up a couple of bags of those Archway Bells and Stars. Oh, Big Fatty, you'll think of Kingsley as you get fatter. I had to borrow some garlic powder from old Veda, so I got a replacement container for him of that. Y'all, I needed more butter. I've gone through all my butter making all these nuts, and I need butter to make cheese cookeries. So I picked up, they had some butter, buy one, get one free. Y'all, and that's all I got. What did I get here? I spent $31.15, but I saved $16.47. Yes, Big Fatty! And y'all, before I left, I did an online order at the Total Wine. You know, the Laughing Buddha likes to do that. And so y'all, I got me a big bottle of Tanqueray 10. I'm going to take that over to Hatlanta for our little family get-together. And y'all, then I came home and I unpacked everything and Y'all, I was off on my nipple walk. Now, I haven't gotten my 10,000 steps yet, but I am at, I want to say I'm about at 9,000 or something like that. Let me just see here. Yes, 9,013. Okay. So I've got to get about another 1,000 steps, before the day is over. But, y'all, came back from the nipple walk, and, y'all, I started my last batch of nuts, and y'all, then, there was something in the little melt box. Yes, me pretty. Yeah, I guess y'all, it's a card from that Peter G. Big Fatty, and you played the crema music he hates. Well, it's just my little gift. And y'all, we're just gonna open it here. Let's just see what we got here. Y'all, it's in a red envelope, and we're gonna pull this out. Y'all, I'll put a picture of this card and Shy Yeti's card on the BFO tomorrow at, today at noon. Y'all, on the front, there's some little birdies, and they're sitting on a wreath, and it says, Season's Greetings, and it says, Derby Freddy, wishing you a great crema and hopes for a 2021 without the corona and full of special chayas for you. Love that Peter G. Well, Peter G, thank you so much, y'all. It's a real pretty card. It's simple and elegant. Big Fatty, that's never mind. Peter G, thank you so much for that. And y'all, if you want to send Big Fatty a card, just send me an e-letter if you don't have the address, and I'll be more than happy to provide the address for you. And it's ruined at BigFattyOnline.com. And Big Fatty, you're not going to mention going over to the BFO to look at your wish list, are you? No, I wouldn't suggest that at all, because it's kind of hard to find. You know, it's over there on the right-hand side in that second box down from the top, and it says wishes. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. We wouldn't want them to go over there and click wishes and then go to your Amazon wish list, because that would make you a whore. You would just be a whore. Well, anyway, and y'all, it's anyway, Big Fatty will be y'all send Big Fatty a used card, because that's what Big Fatty's gonna send you. Yes, Big Fatty, you cheap ass whore.
Born is the King of Israel.
Oh, dear, Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Now, y'all remember, tomorrow and Monday, I'll have pre-recorded a little show, so I'm going to catch up on my voice letters, Big Fatty. I know you're looking forward to that. Big Fatty, take us all the way back to, oh, God only knows, probably sometime in the summer to catch up on them. Well, it's not as, oh, Big Fatty, your nuts are ready again. Okay, well, anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that Faye Driver from up there in the northern Mexico. And Faye Driver, you know, I'm going to be away. And I know how you love the sound of Big Fatty's voice. So what are you going to think about when Big Fatty's not here?
I'm quite enjoying Big Fatty. It's quite good.
Oh, it'll be even better with me back on Tuesday.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com. And you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.